Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan says one of his top priorities is taking on the city's longstanding problem of homeless chronic inebriates. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Estimates of Anchorage's total homeless population hovers around 3,000. That's according to a survey taken last January by city officials. At a July meeting in Fairview on homelessness, agency representatives estimated that while the number of homeless chronic inebriates is rising, it's still only around 200. But according to Mayor Dan Sullivan, that relatively small group has a sizable community impact. A dozen homeless have died in Anchorage since May. All had a history of life on the streets and alcohol abuse.
We decided that in response to the community, what we would focus on first is those areas where public safety is being compromised, both amongst the deaths that are occurring in the chronic public inebriate population, as well as the other violence within that population. But beyond that, the disturbance and the property damage that's happening to the community where, you know, they're either traveling through or spending some time.
Sullivan recalled a Fairview candidates forum in February where people demanded to know what the prospective mayors plan to do about curbing chronic inebriates in their neighborhood. Besides the public safety issue, there's also the cost element to the city. Mayor Sullivan says that's roughly about $4 million a year when community patrol, police, and fire department runs and emergency room expenses are tallied. Sullivan's plan combines municipal agencies into a more unified effort under the executive leadership of a new position within Anchorage's Department of Health and Human Services. The plan also includes looking into the legal feasibility of creating a municipal court under a magistrate to deal specifically with chronic public inebriates. Sullivan says the effort would begin with a pilot project of sorts aimed at one or two of the homeless camps scattered throughout the city.
We want to start focused, and so the idea of identifying a camp that maybe has a significant population of the chronic public inebriate, they're not all, you know, fully camped that way. There might be other individuals there, but we want to see if we can't indeed find the proper service provider for every resident there, and if it means some are going to detox, but others just simply need shelter or maybe out of work for a while, we can help find people jobs. We're trying to provide a match for what their issue is and see if we can't find a solution based on the individual.
The mayor's plan calls for the city's police, fire, law, health and human services departments, along with community planning and development, to combine resources and develop an overall municipal strategy. Additional advice and resources would come from members of a community working group comprised of social service agencies, Alaska Native and faith-based organizations, community councils, and the state of Alaska. Part of that effort with the state includes supporting State Senator Johnny Ellis's efforts to expand the number of detox beds at the Salvation Army's Clitheroe Center in Anchorage. Under the state's Title 47, individuals can be involuntarily committed for 3 days up to several weeks if their alcoholism has made them a threat to themselves or others. The mayor says he'll be actively seeking support from Juneau and Anchorage's legislative delegation.
We're putting together our legislative package right now, and this will be certainly one of the items in our request to the legislature for funding, as Senator Ellis has done in the past, additional funding for detox beds. And then as the program, I guess, proves its success, then we can certainly go ask for additional funding, because I think everybody agrees that this has to be done. It doesn't happen without money, and I think the state's going to be a key player in this.
He adds the city and its agencies will seek other grant sources as well. Mayor Sullivan says some of that grant effort will fall under the guidance of the new executive director, whom he expects to hire later this month. This is Len Anderson.